Welcome, everybody, to the Game Buddy Funcast.
Welcome to the first annual Game Buddy St. Patrick's Day Patrick Cast. Is that what we were going to call it?
I think so.
The St. Patrick Cast. And we have a really, really exciting show lined up where we are going to talk about
nothing but games that involve leprechauns and drinking beer and other awesome stuff.
And punching people.
Yes, because that's what all good St. Patrick's people do, apparently. They're a good Irish person.
First of all, let's just clear the air here. I mean, Sean, you're Irish, right?
I have a little bit of Irish in me, I believe. All right.
John, you got a little bit of Irish in you, right?
Not that I'm aware of.
All right. Well, again, let's clear the air. We're all of European.
Hold on, guys. Right? First, I got to plug this up. New Mountain Dew product that just came out. It's a Kickstart by Mountain Dew. I am currently drinking the Energizing Fruit Punch, and it is delicious. I thought we should do that. We should throw our plugs out there.
Did they back off their rates?
I guess. I haven't heard anything, so I'm going to take that as a yes. So we're going to continue to plug them like there's no tomorrow.
Hey, funny story. I went to the grocery store twice today, and carted my cart by the display for the new Mountain Dew product, and I kind of was halfway tempted to try one, but I'm glad you did, so you can tell me how good it is.
You know, you need to buy this, sir. I mean, I think everybody should buy this because it's such a delicious product, and it's just tasty and really energizes you. I think it's safe to assume it does that,
and it has real fruit juice in it too, right? Isn't that the kicker?
Yeah, a whole 5% of it. It also has 5% caffeine, too, apparently, because it's right next to the juice.
So is it a soda, or does it taste more like a punch or a juice, or is it carbonated fizzy?
It's like a carbonated fizzy fruit punch energy drink, I guess.
So it almost sounds like...
80 calories per can.
Oh, so it's lower. That, yeah. So it's less sugar than a regular...
It's only 80 calories per can?
Yeah, 80 calories per can. That's what it says right there.
Not bad.
Man, it's a pretty decent-sized can, too.
Yeah, that seems to be the trend. It seems like all of the big cola companies are coming out with a diet alternative where it will only have about, like, half or 25% of the caloric content of a regular can of soda. I don't know if you've noticed, John, have you checked out the tin line? Are you familiar with that?
Oh, yeah, I love Dr. Pepper tin. But yeah, I guess Mountain Dew is just too awesome to have to go all the way down to tin.
Yeah. They make everything in tin now. Today I bought Sunkist tin, and I got A&W tin.
We can't talk about that. That's not Mountain Dew, sir. Let's just throw that on the barn side door.
Yeah, this is definitely the last episode.
I think we might get like an angry email from Mountain Dew if we mention those other products that Sean will be mentioned again on the show.
Sorry.
Yeah, you better be sorry, because I'm the one who's got to hear it.
So, St. Patrick's Day special, video games,
Ireland.
Drinking.
Sunday, right? That's a Sunday. I'm kind of stoked. I don't have any money to do anything, but I might grab some beers and might do a drink day or something like that for the fine Twitch follower that I have.
You know, the thing about St. Patrick's Day is you don't really kind of get it until you're an adult. Because when you're a kid, you're just like, oh, I get a shamrock shake or I get a shamrock cookie at school. But once you're an adult, like, you're like, oh, this is like a...
The best day ever, right?
It's a really weird party day, but it's actually like a Catholic thing. Like a Catholic, what are those days called, John?
Sacrament?
Is that what it's called? Yeah. It's an interesting holiday.
So let's talk some what we're currently playing and jamming on, guys. I think we're just about that time. Sponsored by Mountain Dew, of course.
Okay.
So, I'm going to go last this time because I feel like I go first all the time. So we'll start with John, what are you jamming on? What games have you in your happy place
right now?
He's
actually playing something really, really cool right now. It's like a top secret game that we can't talk about, but it's like...
Oh, okay.
If you were to broadcast this live, and if you were cool enough to actually click on the link, you would see like this amazing next generation video game that only we have access to. We're looking at now.
I heard there were some cool guys developing that game too. I don't know who they would possibly
really,
be.
Really talented guys. I hear
really talented guys. Really, you know, just treading the industry with like blazing through the industry with like brightness and greatness and all that.
But I'm sorry, John. I totally interrupted you.
No, it's fine. I've actually started playing the original Knights of the Old Republic again. Just to kind of see if it would kind of get me interested in playing The Old Republic, you know, now that it's free and whatnot. And, you know, well, going back and playing it, I think it was made, like, what, 97, I want to say?
Well, The Old Republic was, like, in 2000 sometime. That was when Xbox was around.
That would have been, like, 2001 or 2002. Yeah, 2002, I bet.
Oh, is it? Was it that early?
But yeah. Don't quote me on that. I'm just kind of putting it out there.
It kind of struck me how, like, the graphics don't look that much worse than, like, the MMO that's out right now.
So,
like, other than the lighting,
MMO.
Yeah, other than the MMO, like, the lighting's better in the MMO, but other than that, like, it doesn't look that dissimilar. Like, the only thing that really struck me about it is, like, how, like, clunky it feels and, like, how primitive. Like, even compared to, like, their BioWare's Baldur's Gate and Forgotten Realms games. Like, it just feels so, like, clunky. It's just kind of hard to play now.
I remember I tried to play that game when it came out, and I just couldn't do it. It seemed really cool, though. Like, and, you know, of course, like, that was all the rage when that came out. But, I don't know. I would imagine that the graphics still look okay, you know?
I mean, yeah, it's not terrible. But, yeah, it's the gameplay is really, really weird now. Like, I just find myself, like, literally just, like, zoning out when a battle starts because everyone just automatically does stuff. So
yeah.
I don't really feel a need to really control even the main character.
So is it especially weird playing after you've played the Mass Effect stuff?
Yeah, totally, because you can kind of see, like, how Mass Effect evolved from these games. But, yeah, it's, like, very, very, like, it's, like, an alpha of an alpha of an alpha of Mass Effect.
Hmm.
But I mean, it's fun because it's kind of cool going back and visiting a lot of the planets that's in the Old Republic because you go to pretty much the same locations. And even characters show up that's in the Knights of the Old Republic later in the MMO.
Oh, yeah, really? Huh. See, I played the beta for the Old Republic. I still wasn't quite sold on it. It was pretty much just a WoW clone in my eyes.
I mean, it totally is, but I mean, it's a WoW clone in space, which, you know, brings its own novelty, I think.
Anything else, Gemini, man? What else are you? What else are you doing? Let's keep this rolling.
I'm really thinking about playing through opening up Shenmue 2 again, because I never have beaten that.
Do you own it?
I think I still have your copy, actually.
Okay, yeah, because I know that they're between, our circle of people, there is a copy of that.
Yeah, I have one in my possession, but I'm pretty sure it's your copy.
Yeah, let me know if you crack that open, because I'd actually like to watch someone play that. It's been a while.
Yeah, totally.
You know, there's a thing called YouTube, where they have people that do things called Let's Play videos of games and stuff.
It's just not the same, John. It's just not the same.
The only worthwhile Let's Play I've ever watched was a Dark Souls. Like, if you don't want to, you know.
Wait, no. I said we're not talking about that game.
We did. There was just a podcast.
You're bringing it up.
There was just another podcast with a famous Hollywood director on it talking about his experiences.
Wait, people get all famous Hollywood directors? Wait a minute. How come we don't have any famous Hollywood directors on our show?
It may happen one day.
It may happen. Who are we going to get?
I think J.J. Abrams would hang out with us.
I think so.
Or we could totally look at Kevin Smith. He's not doing anything else.
Maybe Kevin Smith will want to sponsor our podcast there and let's be on Schmodco or whatever.
Guys, I think that J.J. Abrams is like one of our best friends and he doesn't even realize it yet.
Maybe we can get parts in the new Star Wars movie. be in the background.
I mean,
if you have an extra 10K laying around, you could totally be an extra in Veronica Mars
movie. Oh, yeah, I heard about that. Yeah, got funded right and about a day.
John, I think I like my ideas better for the prizes.
Yeah.
But we're going to keep it rated a PG. PG today.
Oh, we're doing a PG show today? Huh. So PG-13. You can't say any curse words. I'm sad.
Yeah.
So I mean, that pretty much does it for me. What are you playing, Adam?
Well, I feel like I should talk about Metal Gear Rising: Revengeance because the last two shows I've said I'm going to talk about it, and I haven't. So
you're just not going to be happy till you spoil the entire game for me, are you?
Oh,
I think he
wants to.
I think he really wants to do that. I don't know why.
Well, let me just
be mean about it.
Let me run through it.
Are you able to talk about it in non-spoiler terms?
Yeah. It's a really
make sure
really...
you use it. Make sure we bleep those words out for people who don't want to be spoiled.
The thing about this game is like there's really nothing to spoil. It's a game where you play as a cyber ninja, you slash stuff up in slow motion, and you aim the blade like it's a gun. So it's like. It's just like a really simple, not simple, but I don't know where I'm going with that. It's just a fun game where you cut stuff, and it's about cutting stuff and wacky bosses.
Say about
and,
that. It's a fun game.
Yeah, so it's like a triple A fruit ninja?
It is a triple A fruit ninja, exactly. Yeah, I'm actually surprised that they didn't do a tie-in with Fruit Ninja because – I know Half Brick, they've done that in the past with licenses. Like they did a Puss in Boots Fruit Ninja, and it was actually really awesome. Like they could have just called it Fruit Ninja 2. But yeah, Metal Gear Rising Fruit Ninja would have been really cool. But yeah, definitely play it. I would imagine that you'll probably be able to get that for a discounted price the next couple months. Although I think I read that it did actually sell pretty well.
Did sell well. That's the question.
And that's good because this is a really dumb, ridiculous Japanese action game, and I feel like those don't come out that often, and I'm glad to see one like kind of sell something. And you know, I think it's because they have a commercial on TV for it. Remember when they used to do that for like every game that was good, it had a commercial?
Yeah.
It seems like I don't know, a lot of Japanese games don't really have commercials anymore, but have you guys seen the commercial for it? It's kind of funny.
I think I have.
Where the guy's like, he cuts himself shaving, I think.
No, I haven't seen that commercial.
Oh, yeah, I've seen it.
But, so yeah, I'm definitely going to buy it. I wasn't playing a copy that I paid $60 for, but I would play a copy that I paid, like, maybe, you know, less than $40 for.
With as quickly as you got through it, I think I might just rent it, you know, for, you know, six, whatever rental fee is going for nowadays.
Yeah, it's so cheap. It's so cheap. It's like $5, I think, and you get it for 3 days. But I beat it, but it's one of those, like a lot of Japanese games, there's always like the kind of the side missions and all that stuff that's kind of in the corner. That I didn't even touch. And I don't know if you guys remember, like, in the Metal Gear games, they have the VR missions.
Right.
And there are tons of VR missions, and I, like, since I just rented it and I needed to beat it, you know, so that I could talk about it on our show, because that's why we get paid thousands of dollars, you know. But,
Wait, you're getting paid for this?
Yeah,
you didn't hear?
Where's your, you haven't gotten your check yet. What?
You're not getting your Rondu checks yet?
Check's not in the mail, man. What's up with this? Who's paying us?
It probably got lost. It'll be there.
Probably.
But yeah, let me think. What was I saying about that? Yeah, I didn't really dive into all the content available, and I've probably spent about 5 or 6 hours. And I would imagine there's probably closer to 12-ish if you did all the extra stuff and all that. So I've been playing that. More 3DS stuff, Sean. Are you proud of me?
I'm proud of you, man. You're turning into quite the diehard Nintendo fan there.
Yeah, I'm going to get a tattoo next, a 3DS tattoo.
Oh, man. Seriously, trying to one-up me here.
You know how John is always talking about Demon Souls. I think I'm always going to talk about that Super Mario Land 3D or Super Mario 3D Land.
Okay, we don't need to talk about this every show, Adam.
Right.
It's like, as I've told John in several emails that I've sent him, not to talk about Dark Souls. I think I'm going to do the same thing actually about Super Mario 3D Land.
That's going
to
be my Dark Souls. I'm just going to talk about how that game just continues.
I was playing that game today, and it was so awesome, guys. It was depressing. You know, you can jump in that game by pressing the A button. And you jump on Goomba's heads, and they blow up.
Okay, but Sean, can we at least talk about this? The stone, what is it? The stone Tanuki suit that unlocks.
Yes.
You remember that?
Where
it's the same cute little raccoon pajamas, but it has an adorable little red bandana that's tied around his neck. Isn't that awesome?
Whoa,
and you turn into stone.
Yeah.
I think that's
what they did. You love that?
Yeah.
I think they had that in Super Mario Brothers 3 as well.
Like, man, it makes me kind of want to, like, get a scarf. Or a little, it's not a scarf, it's like a hanky, right? He's just got
it's like a little freaking dog hanky.
He's got like a little, like, rag tied around his neck. And it looks so
bandana.
Cute. Yeah,
bandana.
Just get a bandana tied around her neck.
Yeah, let me at least say this, like, I don't even want to play the new whatever they're making for the Wii U, the new 3D Mario. I don't even want to play it if it doesn't have that. So
it's like, I don't want to see it. This game does not exist to me.
Yeah. But seriously, what are they going to do, Sean, on that next 3D Mario that's made by that team for the Wii U? Like, how can you top that game? It's so good.
They can... That's a good question. Because
I feel like it's probably just going to have some really stupid, like, point the camera at the screen kind of stuff. And I don't want that.
I think they'll do that. They'll do something with the touchpad or whatever.
Yeah, but it's like, I think 3D Land's so good because it's so simple, you know? But it has the cool 3D gimmick, which is like...
Hear about Nintendo getting sued for ripping off the 3D patent from somebody else?
I was kind of skimming over some message boards and I didn't click on it, but I saw that. Yeah.
Like, what kind of patent? I mean, because they had the Virtual Boy that was kind of 3D back in the day. Like, how is someone else claiming they came up with the idea first?
It's probably what, glassesless 3D or something. But yeah, that sucks. But anyway, back to the 3DS. I downloaded some demos. I downloaded the Castlevania demo. Thought it was actually kind of cool. Did you see that yet?
I've seen it, but I don't know. I'm just not a fan of that, what they're doing with that. I mean, I may give it a try sooner or later, download the demo at least. But
well, I think
from what I saw of it, I wasn't too impressed.
Are you like a Castlevania fan from back in the day?
From the NES days?
Like, well, I didn't know if you were a diehard fan, because I would imagine, like, first of all, for full disclosure, I kind of hate Castlevania games.
Say what?
Yeah, I get why people love them. But they were just never really fun to me. But this game, it kind of seems like one of the reasons why a lot of the diehard fans are kind of not digging it are the exact reasons why I do like it. Because it's a little bit more, like, linear, it seems like.
So the levels aren't mazes anymore?
Well, it's just the demo, but, like, from what I've heard from, like, listening to other podcasts and stuff, like, yeah, it's not as, like, labyrinthian. Did I just make that word up? Is that a real word? That's a real word,
now.
Isn't it? John?
I'll make sure I put it in the big book of Sean definitions.
I know it's something like that.
Five.
Yeah, but also, apparently that game was originally going to be like an Xbox Live Arcade or PSN game, but then they decided against that and to put it on the 3DS.
Both of us needed their Castlevania,
yeah.
I guess.
But I know that the was it Mercury Stream, the Spanish studio? I think that's their name to make that. They said a couple weeks ago that they kind of hinted that it would come to those platforms once their deal with Nintendo, the timed exclusive, was up. But I would, you know what? I'll probably just wait it out. Because if they put it out on that I would imagine it'll probably run a lot smoother, because that's one of my only complaints, is that it runs really poorly on the 3DS. Like, it's really choppy, and the screen just looks, I don't know, it's really murky looking, which is a shame, because I think the 3D actually looks really cool. Like, it makes the castle actually look like it kind of sprawls out, you know, even though it's just, it's like 2.5D. But I don't know. I thought it was kind of fun. Like, the combat is really kind of stripped down, but I don't know. I thought it worked. Like, it looks like you're mostly just kind of fighting, like, just a lot of really big creatures. Like, in the demo, at least, there aren't, like, a lot of, like, Medusa heads, you know, flying around and, you know, the...
No. Is this like a hand-painted game, or is it a 3D side-scroller?
It's like 3D from, like Shadow Complex.
Right.
And it looks okay.
2.5D.
Like, yeah. You can tell that, like, if it was on, like, a, you know, more beefier hardware, it would actually look, like, really good, I think. But I thought that was cool. I don't know. I would definitely play it. I also played really, really... cute game. I think the demo just came out today, and I've actually been looking forward to it. It's called, I think it's Harmonite or Harmonite. I always forget if there's an N in there, but it's a game from, what are they called? Game Freak. Yeah, the Pokemon team. And it's like their
Pokemon team.
Yeah, it's their kind of little rhythm platforming music game, I guess is how you explain it.
But, now, have you?
Go ahead.
Sorry, go ahead. Oh, I was going to ask, have you been playing Radical Fishing?
Yeah, I've been playing that. I was getting to that. Definitely.
It looks so fun. That game does look interesting. I would buy an iPad or iPhone. Well, I do have an iPad, but it's
like first. Well, here's the thing about that game is that you can get it on, it'll run on the old iPads, because this game was supposed to come out 2 years ago.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, because I don't know if you guys are familiar with the background behind the kind of the tragic tale of this game, but of Landbeer, they made a very popular Flash game called Ridiculous Fishing, which was probably like close to 3 years ago coming up, I would imagine. But what happened is, like, they announced that they were going to make an iOS version of it. And after they announced it, I don't even want to mention the name of the studio or the name of the game,
because
they don't deserve any of the publicity. But that's what happened, and that, you know, that kind of threw a wrench in Flambeer's whole thing, and they kind of they had to go back to the drawing board on how they were going to handle, you know, this game, which was like their baby, you know, like that was their first game was Radical Fishing, and, like, you know, this meant a lot to him. But it finally came out, and it was really cool. They like kind of had a little office party. I think it was just the two of them, and they just had it up on their Twitch stream, like the 4 hours before the launch, and I was in there the whole time. It was really cool. They were showing prototypes of their other games. Like, those guys are crazy. They make, like, a game prototype, like, seems like every day. They just have, like, folders of, like, game sketches, like a game sketchbook almost.
Oh, nice.
And they were kind of showing, you know, stuff that they've kind of messed around with, and they actually showed off their next game, which is coming out, I think, in like 2 months, called Luftrausers. I don't know if that's how you say it. I think I'm that's close, but it's kind of like their aerial combat, like, 2D game that's going to be really good. But yeah, Ridiculous Fishing.
That, right?
We should. Hopefully that we can make that happen, because those guys are great. I love them to death and love to have them on.
Yeah, it seems like it.
So the
Mr.
game
Nervous
came out.
Pants over there.
Yeah. So the game came
He's
out.
He's supposed to do an interview for us, and he's too nervous to do it.
Hey, come on. Don't embarrass me. They may listen to this. But So yeah, the game is doing extremely well, and I'm so happy for them. I know it was in the top 20 on the App Store, I'm gonna check right now, see where it's sitting now. But the internet's just going nuts for it. You know, it's getting insane.
It
reviews.
Seems like such a great game. Yeah, I'm gonna definitely have to pick it up and play through it.
So
it
seems here
so
it is.
Ridiculously fun.
Here it is, number 9 on the charts.
Climbing.
Ridiculous Fishing. Let's talk about some stuff that's under that. Let's see. Plants vs. Zombies, it's beaten that. Check this out. This is amazing. I've always wanted to be able to say this. The Lambier game is beating Angry Birds. Beating Angry Birds. Star Wars. Yeah. As of now, Angry Birds Star Wars is 14. Ridiculous Fishing is at 9. So how about that? Take that.
Taste it.
Yeah. But yeah, get it for your iPad. It will run really well, I would imagine.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to because it just looks like an amazing game, anyways.
And it seems like one of the things that people keep kind of harping on, and like a lot of the reviews I've seen, is there's no in-app purchasers in this game.
That's a good thing, though.
Yeah, and it's really funny because like Rami and JW in their stream last night, like they were kind of laughing about how they were looking over some of the reviews that went up like at midnight here, and they were just like, man, like people keep talking about this, you know, how there aren't any. There's like, it's almost like people are expecting it, you know. But it's funny. Great game. I think I'm close to beating it.
Well, it's kind of like an open-ending thing. Once you get all the upgrades, you can still play. I mean,
there's a story to it, though.
I do like the whole birder thing. That birder thing seems pretty hilarious. The mock on Twitter.
Yeah, I just now realized, like, I wonder if they intentionally launched this during South by Southwest, because that's kind of historically where a lot of like new social tech things emerge. Like Twitter kind of came out, like got really big during South by Southwest.
Right.
And they were saying in the stream that apparently that there people were talking about birder at South by Southwest, which really made me laugh.
I think we'll have to ask him when we get him on our if we get him on our show. We'll have to ask him that.
Yeah.
See if there's any significance to that.
I'm trying to think of some other stuff I played. I played that demo for that Bit Trip Runner 2, and that was really nice. I'd like to get that.
Oh yeah. See, I was I think I might get the trial for that and just give it a try.
Yeah, I had the original one on. I had that on Nintendo Wii. I think that was where it came out first.
I think it was like a Flash-based game first on Newgrounds, right?
No, well, I don't know. I think
that's where a lot of those started out as.
I think the Gaijin games, I think they were all like Nintendo WiiWare first, the Commander Video Saga. And I really dig I dig those guys and what they do, and I think they have really cool ideas, but like their games are so hard, but they're so like cute and funny, and like they don't give off that vibe that it's like this really intense, like make you want to pull your hair out kind of game. But like their games have always kind of been like that. And this new one, at least from the demo, it looks like it's a little bit more accessible. You know, there are checkpoints in this game. The original one, because the way it works is it's kind of an auto runner, where you have to make it through the whole level perfectly, but it's a rhythm game, so you have to like jump with the music and stuff.
Oh, that's nice. That's awesome.
Yeah, but it's actually the Harmonite game is almost like a Japanese version of that. But in the original one, I don't think there were checkpoints at all, and if there were, they were very very sparse. But this one looks like it has checkpoints, so it makes it a little bit more
forgiving,
a little bit more fun and forgiving, and it's the it doesn't have the kind of the Atari aesthetic. It's all 3D and like, you know, very smooth, which is cool. But I think that game has like a ton of content in it, apparently, to where it has like throwback levels to where it'll look 8-bit or
has a bunch of bonus characters you can play as, it looks like, and a bunch of different cool stuff.
Mm-hmm. I'd like to get that. I also got because it's on sale. It probably, I don't know if it will be by the time all of our listeners listen to this, but Little Inferno on iOS is $1 now, and this is a really, really cool game, especially for $1. actually
it's a
really
fun game.
good.
I have it for my Wii U Wear or whatever they're calling it. It's a fun game. I mean, not a lot of, you know, meat and potatoes to it, but it's just fun just going there and burning things and doing different combos and seeing what would happen.
This is the kind of crazy idea for a game that I love, though, to where it's like, you can tell, like, you know, the kernel, like, you know, the main idea for the guys to make this was like, hey, isn't burning stuff fun?
And welcome back, folks. We're back. You should put some technical difficulty music in that, like the do-do-do-do-do, stuff like that while we're fixing that.
I'll just edit
talking
in
the background.
Yeah, I'll just edit in you doing that little jingle. How about that?
Just loop it.
Okay, so Sean, tell me about how awesome this new SimCity game is.
Well, I would tell you, you know, if I could actually play the game for, you know, a decent amount of time. It's pretty sad. I will point this out. It's pretty sad.
Can you give me the cliff notes, because I haven't been following it at all what happened.
Basically what happened, you know, they come out with the game at midnight, right? Game does well for the first night, I'd say, until the next morning when I go on and try and play. And lo and behold, I can't join the game. Or if I join the game, like, the servers automatically shut down. Just all sorts of badness happen on with all this. And basically, I just haven't been able to really sit down and play the game. Because I haven't been able to sit down and play this game. Because when I play the game, it's a fun game, don't get me wrong. But... okay.
Mm-hmm. just, no, I'm picking up what you're throwing down.
It's heavy breathing right there. I was like, whoa, wait a minute.
You were pushing his buttons there.
Wait, you could hear me breathing?
Yeah, that was some heavy, intense breathing, dude. I'm like,
oh my God.
I was like, whoa, whoa.
We're having some microphone difficulties because I'm not, like, I feel like I'm not breathing that hard. What was it like?
You're about to ask him what he's wearing.
Was it like?
I was like, whoa.
Is it
whoa.
This?
No, I was like, just heavy breathing through your nose or something, man.
Yeah, it's pretty nasally.
This is awful.
Sounds like you got something up there.
Well, I feel like I'm coming down with something. Sorry. God, I feel. How gross does it sound? I feel like I should just leave this. I'm just going to leave the show, guys.
I'm just done for the night, folks. Look for him next time on the Game Buddy Funcast. Brought to you by...
Oh, man, I'm so embarrassed. I can't believe I'm, like, mouth breathing on this stupid show.
Oh, man, this is a great episode,
It wasn't
guys.
Me.
Number
it
one.
Was John, it's you, man. Come on, it's not me.
It'll make you feel better. Yeah, it was totally me.
It was totally John, guys. We're just gonna go off on that.
So you mean
all
to
right,
tell
anyways.
Me? You mean to tell me this whole time that, like, we've been doing these shows, you can hear me just.
No, that was the only time.
No,
that was
it was
the only time,
like,
I ever heard you do that.
Just when he started talking about SimCity, he, like, got really excited.
You got, like, really excited, or like something that.
Oh,
okay?
Oh, Will Wright. Oh my God. Well,
such an amazing guy. Oh. Anyways, back to SimCity. It sounded like you really got angry with me for a second there. You're like, you're just steaming right there, I think. You're steaming with me. You're going through my pain.
Which is ironic, because I could care less about that game.
Yeah. You know? I don't know where I'm going now. All right, let's get back into this. We're leaving all this in, by the way, right?
This is going to be a really fun show to edit.
Yeah. We're just going to leave all this in. We're not going to even touch it. We're just going to send it as
is.
Hey,
it's
send it out raw.
Day special, you know?
We're drunk, folks. We're really drunk.
We
had a couple brewskis.
This is brought to you by Jameson's Irish Whiskey. Deal with it.
Had a couple of Irish car bonds before the broadcast.
All right, guys. Anyways, back to SimCity. Fun times, like I said. Well, not really fun times. More like frustrating times. Because you can't play the game half the time. Like, half the time you'll get in there, you'll wait for, like, a server to queue or pop up. Then once it finally does, like, 30 minutes later, you go into it only for the server to crash, and it doesn't come back up. You can't get into the stupid game and play it. I think it's pretty bad when you make Diablo 3's launch, We all know how horrible it is and how bad Blizzard drops the ball when they release the game. And they make Diablo 3 look like the best game ever that ever launched. It's pretty sad.
So what happened? Like, how did they break it? I don't get it. Like, they've been
so many people wanting to play the game.
So they were overwhelmed by sales.
Overwhelmed by people jumping onto the servers like they had no idea this would happen. It's like, nobody's going to buy this game.
I mean, it's like...
They lied about you needing a server to play the game because someone has modded the game so you don't have to even... So you can play completely offline. So you really don't even need...
I like the online components, though. I do think it brings like an interesting twist to the series. It's just, you know, why freaking you should expect things like this to happen when you release the game, especially if it has as much hype as SimCity had, or Diablo 3, or whatever. You should expect this kind of influx, game developers, and you should, you know, prepare for it.
I have a theory, Sean. My theory is that most AAA video game developers have no idea what they're doing half the time.
They just kind of like throw stuff together. It's like, blah, 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 it's done.
Because think about it. Like, you're making like a video game, first of all, which even though we've been making them for, what, a billion years or whatever, it's still like – kind of a weird thing and a complex thing. It's not like a movie or a book where it's like, you know, yeah, you know, it's easy. You just make a movie or you make a book. Like, so you're making this huge game, and a huge component is that like people are connected on it and it's all online. And it's like, I don't know. It's just like, it seems like it's hard to do right, I would imagine. And I kind of feel bad because, you know, those people that worked hard on that, like, everybody's giving them crap, but it's like, you know, that's the last thing they want to happen.
I'm not bashing the game itself. Mm-hmm. I'm bashing for the fact that I couldn't play the game for like a solid 3 or 4 days.
That, it's kind of been like
first night.
Hasn't it been a bit of like a PR nightmare too, the way they've handled it? I know they've been kind of nasty with how they've handled it from what I've gathered.
Like, they've gotten some bad reviews because of it. I mean,
I heard something about like they refused to do refunds with certain people and just
that's all EA right there. That's not really Maxis or anything. That's all EA Origin.
Right.
Well, apparently everyone that's
Origin to begin with, but it's the only way you could really play the game.
Apparently everyone that's bought the game, they're given another free video game too.
Yeah, Maxis is giving you a free game. Maxis is trying to do right by it and everything, and they're giving you a free game. I should really check my email sometime.
Do you know what you get to choose from?
Not yet. I gotta.
They'll give you a shiny copy of Brutal Legend, probably.
They'll give you Sims 3, which I already own. You can have Sims 3 or Sims Medieval.
So, is the game just really ambitious? Is that what happened? Is it they just it's never been done, and they didn't expect? You know,
DRMs always had like somewhat of an issue when people try to do DRM, which is, I think, a strict reason to stop pirating or whatever.
Because this wouldn't be as big of a deal if you could just play the game offline while they were fixing it, right?
Yeah,
that's kind of the whole issue.
But you couldn't even play the game pretty much because of that always online component. I mean, yeah, you can download patches and bypass all that. But still, those probably wouldn't come out for like about a week or so after the game, I imagine. It would be right as the game went live or whatever.
That's a real shame because people were really looking forward to that.
Oh, I'm sure. And plus, another fact is they took out some of the unessential things, I guess, like trophies and leaderboards and cheetah speed for some reason so you can go into the fastest speed. But I think they're putting that back in now. Like I said, I haven't really sat down and played it because I was just so distraught over the launch. I mean, I enjoy the game when I can play it, but you know, so far it hasn't been much.
Were you playing that on your iMac?
I was doing it on the Mac. I was running it through Boot Camp since I was not out on Mac yet. Mm-hmm. So I was going into Windows on Boot Camp and playing it on that.
That really shocks me that a game like that wouldn't release on Mac day and date. Is that just not a big enough market still at all for people to really mess with?
It is. Well, Maxis is usually pretty good about like launching their stuff on Mac, you know, day one, but for some reason they didn't do it this time.
John, I would imagine you have something to say about that. Like, the whole, like, game is on Mac. Like, doesn't it seem like there should be more of them? Because, I mean, there's so many people that are on those little MacBooks that you would think there'd be a market, but maybe it's not. I don't know.
I mean, you would think there would be. I think one thing that's holding Mac back is that you can't easily upgrade your hardware to, you know, get the, you know, 2 extra frames per second like you can with Windows. If you want to upgrade your hardware, you have to pay, you know, $2,000 for a new laptop, or $3,000 for, you know, a new Mac Pro or whatever. Like, it's just, yeah, I just don't really think the market's there, personally.
Dude, it just seems like a game like that, though, it would be their day and date, but I don't know.
I mean, it totally seems like, you know, something that the OS X users would eat up, but I mean, that in particular, like, you know, your Call of Duties, you know, Modern Warfare's, yeah, I can see why those don't make it over to Mac, but yeah, there's no excuse for.
I think they eventually do, but they're kind of like 3 months after the fact. But I know Modern Warfare, the first one, was on Mac, and those games would run fine on a Mac. I mean, those games, like, that's like what, like a modded. What engine is that? It's like a modded Quake 3 engine or something. those games look good, though. Like, I think they look nice, but they're kind of simple. I think they'd run fine on a new MacBook.
Like, so, I said, I think.
Yeah. What else? What else is new, guys?
That's my main gripe right now. That's my main rant, is if you're going to come out of a game, make sure you're prepared for the influx of people.
So there's some stuff coming out, right?
Well, I mean, I might go a little PG-13 here, but just in case shit happens, they should make it so you aren't not able to play it if their servers, you know, go offline. Yeah. That's the major flaw.
I mean, go ahead.
Some people don't care about an online multiplayer experience. They just want to play the game by themselves, you know, and have their single player, you know, immersive experience. So they shouldn't be forced to, you know, live and die by the whims of, you know, how their servers are, you know, keeping their uptime.
In my opinion. Yeah, I think you're right.
I think you're absolutely correct on that, but
I think you should get a job at EA.
Yeah, you should. You should set them straight. Go on there as like, hey, this is how we're going to run things from here on out. If you don't like it, fire me. And you'll be fired like 2 seconds later, but
exactly.
Hey, you'd have a job at EA for like 1 second.
So how is EA keeping the lights on in the office these days? Just FIFA money?
FIFA by all the rage money? And hate that they get, it gives them publicity of some sort. So
I mean,
they feed off people's rage, and that's how they get their money.
I mean, they really don't have anything going for them outside of the sports stuff now, do they?
I mean, they have a couple like things, like the Maxis stuff usually does pretty well, I'm sure. Like,
yeah. How is the PopCap acquisition doing for them? Oh yeah, it's not doing anything.
Yeah, about that.
Yeah, it seems like everyone jumped ship like a year after they bought them, right?
I think so.
Yeah, that's a shame. That's a shame. They spent a lot of money on that company.
But yeah, their sports stuff holds them up, I guess, and they do some other stuff, you know, like I said, the Maxis stuff, and I'm pretty sure there's a couple other games like Dead Space that does well for them.
I've been told there are people that enjoy those games.
Yeah, I'm sure there are. You know, everybody had like, there's always those certain fans that
I play enjoy the first
those
two
types of games. Yeah, I played the first one.
I don't know why, but
I'm currently about halfway through the first one, but I kind of got tired of it.
I liked it. I thought it was a decent game, you know. I mean, didn't really set the world on fire for me, but it was still a decent enough game for me to actually sit down and play all the way through. And that doesn't happen very often.
It was a competent game, and I think my main beef with it is that it was kind of a greatest hits of video games from 2007. Like, they just kind of picked and from here and there and just kind of cobbled together something that was competent, like
something
I said.
Something worthwhile. But,
you know, one thing I did like about that game that I thought was really cool. I like the way they did the all the UI stuff in it. how it just kind of pops off of them.
Yeah, I really love the breadcrumb
and,
trail.
Yeah, you click in. I think it's Arthur. I'm sorry. Pardon me.
Around that. No, we're going to keep that in. Like I said, this is raw. I'm going raw tonight, folks.
Yeah, that was me. Yeah. But yeah, you click in one of the sticks and he shoots like a laser beam down on the ground and it'll just show you where you need to go. I thought that was cool, you know? If you're like me and you just want to see all the pretty graphics and the story and you don't really care to be lost in a video game, I thought that was a really cool alternative, you know? I know a lot of people don't like that sort of thing. They don't like the breadcrumbs in games.
They don't like being broken out of the immersion.
But here's the thing, you don't have to use it, you know?
Yeah,
if you want to be a douchebag.
The extra stuff
that
you don't even have to use.
If you want to be a jerk that likes to you know, be a hard ass and get lost in games, make you feel like a man, you know, you don't have to do it. So, don't do it.
But yeah, that's what really kind of grinds my gears, I guess. I don't know. But I don't know. It could get better. I mean, the game could get better. Another thing is the city size that kind of upsets me a little bit because I feel like I never have enough room to build things.
Wait, are we talking about SimCity?
Yeah, I'm back on SimCity, and I went back onto the subject here. For a little tangent of the evils that is EA. And
so what else is in the news?
Let's see.
You were talking about commercials earlier. I know this isn't really newsworthy, but what do you think of the trend of having these odd combination of video games commercials that have these classic rock songs playing over them?
I think that's the thing. That's the new thing now. That's really gonna do for all the shooters now. Has like AC/DC in the background blaring up, or
wait, is this in reference to the Dead Space 3 commercial?
No, it's at Ben Stinson. It's the Crysis 3. What other ones were there? Was it BioShock 2 as well? Did they have a classic rock song on top of their commercial?
There's a lot on Call of Duty.
The Call of Duty actually just straight up uses AC/DC.
But the trend right now is these alternate realities and universes that aren't even remotely realistic are using these AC/DC songs, which is kind of weird.
Well, what about this trend? I'm going to give you a little history lesson. It was the trailer. This is the one that started it all, folks. It was the Gears of War trailer.
Oh, slow kind of move.
Yeah, and then everyone started doing that after that. Everyone. Oh, yeah. I remember even Bayonetta tried that, where they used some kind of really somber song.
Which they still are doing that with God of War. What, is it 3 now or 3 or 4?
Yeah, and I just mentioned it. Dead Space 3, they do the same thing. It's this really terrible cover of Phil Collins.
Yeah.
That's the new thing, everybody. If you're not doing that, your game's not cool. I'm sorry.
It's so serious, you know?
You got to change it up. You got to have some new band do a song, you know, and do that. Kind of like Bad Company 2. They had that Bad Company song redid for that.
I'm going to play you a little bit of video game music here in a little bit.
All right.
But I think everyone needs to just copy this style.
What's also some sad news, though?
What's that?
You know, I know it's not video game related, but it's still pretty sad for the nerd inside of me. They killed another Robin with the out of 900 number, and it still happened to be Batman's son. It's pretty sad news for me.
Oh.
Bummer.
Yeah, pretty sad news.
So Batman's son was the most recent Robin?
Yeah, and they killed him off. Grant Morrison killed him off in Batman Inc. Sad news, sad day.
Why would Batman let his son be in that dangerous position to be Robin? That's kind of a bad parenting.
Because homeless people, homeless kids, be Robin, so why not let his own son be Robin?
Hey, why wasn't he in prep school, in Europe or something?
Breaking news, guys.
What's that?
I have been reading comic books, and it's awesome.
Oh, you've been reading comic books? Welcome
yeah,
to my
I,
world.
Well, what
are
I
you
did,
been reading?
Well, what I did is I have I have comic books on my iPad, and it's actually I think I really enjoy that experience of looking at the high res artwork on this beautiful high resolution screen. It's really fun. And I'm if you know me, you know I'm not really a comic guy, but I've been reading this comic. It's called Beast of Burden. Have you seen this thing? It's really cool. It's about it's like Hardy Boys, but it's like cats and dogs that are just like in the neighborhood and they fight monsters and stuff. It's Dark Horse.
How's that Hardy Boys? Hardy Boys were like detectives.
Well, yeah, they're detectives. They're like I guess that's what I meant by how they're neighborhood like crime fighting detective animals. But it's a nice little comic, and the only reason that I even heard of this is because I saw on the internet that DreamWorks like was making this into a movie, so I wanted to read it before they started ruining it. It's really good though. It's got really good artwork. It's like it looks like it's all watercolor.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, check it out. It's cool. You know, it's different.
I'll add it to my pull list.
It's different.
Yeah, I actually hadn't been able to buy a comic for a few months because I've been kind of low on funds, and so I went to look around. I was like, wow, I can't afford to catch up now because it cost me like $100, like just to be caught up to where I should be after just like 3 or 4 months of not buying.
Well, I got a deal on these comics, so I'll tell you that much. I've been reading those, and I've been reading a bunch of Daniel Clowes comic books. You guys ever read any of those? He's the guy that made Ghost World and Art School Confidential.
The best new comic I think that you should check out is it's called Saga.
Saga? Yeah. Okay. I'll look at it right now.
It's not even like from a major publisher or anything, but it's really good. Art's really cool too.
I forgot that I enjoy graphic novels and comics and stuff usually if they're kind of like about different stuff. That's just not guys punching each other in underwear and stuff.
The horror graphic novels are pretty good, like horror comic books in general. Fan of that.
I used to be a real big fan of what was it Lady Death, because she had big knockers when I was like an adolescent.
You mean like her manor had like big knockers on the front of the
exactly.
door?
Exactly. Her door had huge knockers.
They came on. You guys need to check this comic out. This is so cool. Beast of Burden.
But hold on, guys. There's even bigger news. Guess what just happened? It's going to happen next week, I think, on Sunday. There's going to be a Wii U game coming out. Big news right there.
Which one?
Lego City Undercover.
Oh, wow.
Who's going to buy it? Not you.
probably not. But there's a Wii U game coming out, and that's big news as far as I'm concerned because, you know, it's kind of been, you know, dead for a couple months now, and we're actually getting a game.
Yeah, and it's like the game that everybody wanted to.
Right? I think everybody wanted Rayman, but, you know, they kind of...
Hey, by the way, Sean, I'm from an alternate dimension where I beat that game like 3 weeks ago, and it was amazing. So,
was it the best game ever?
Yeah, it was.
Parallel Adam.
It was cool. Remember when that was going to happen?
Adam from Earth 5. It'll be Adam from Earth 5. Is that you?
That was so cool. That was supposed to come out like a month ago, and then they were like, let's go ahead and put it out in September. Why not?
Well, then in your universe, they put it out when they were supposed to.
Right, yeah, and it was really cool. About 8 people bought it. I was one of them. And I don't even have a Wii U when I bought it, and I just took it over to your house, and I played it with alternate universe Sean.
How was Earth 5 Sean? Is he a cool guy?
He has a goatee.
Oh, man. And,
that must be the darkest timeline. And in that universe, he has a blue Wii. They have blue Wii U's.
That'd be so awesome right there. Yeah. Nintendo, get on that. Blue Wii U's. We need them now.
What I was excited about this past week was this video game that was funded through Kickstarter. Shadowrun Returns. RPG.
Oh, yeah. It's really cool. It's awesome. That does look interesting. I saw some video of that on GameSpot. They had something.
Did you kickstart it, John?
No, I didn't contribute, but I like how it's like, it feels like it combines like XCOM with like BioWare's old RPGs like Baldur's Gate and
stuff like that. Yeah, yeah. Man, that looks so awesome. When's that coming out?
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
They're saying maybe late August. should be released.
That means March next year.
What about Earth 5? When's Earth 5 going to get it?
It'll come out in August there. In our,
I'm committed to
everything comes
joke.
Out on time in Earth yeah. 5.
Yeah. Hey, I heard that the Double Fine Kickstarter was over budget and that it was it wasn't coming out anytime soon. You hear anything about that, Sean?
No, I haven't heard anything about that.
Yeah.
But it would be pretty hilarious, though.
Didn't your Kickstarter make like 400% what they even asked?
Yeah, but I heard, and you know, this is all, you know, from the street. I heard this in a back alley, but apparently it turned into something like even bigger. So you know, I can't wait to see what that ends up being, because that could potentially make a lot of people happy or not.
Maybe they'll go back to Kickstarter and ask for more money.
Yeah. Hey guys, that's great, because with the $3 million that they made, they just make the most amazing prototype and then say we need $10 million, you know, and then it eventually turns into a AAA $80 million video game like LA Noir or Red Dead Redemption.
It comes out on everything.
Yeah. John, have you ever Kickstarted anything?
No. But I think I'm going to kickstart a certain internet radio show that I'm a fan of that I used to play WoW with the host like twice.
Didn't he already get like $1 million?
Yeah, but no, I think he's pretty close to 100,000, which he only asked for 20,000 to do a show, so that's pretty exciting.
Huh? Yeah,
I Kickstarter guys and ask for the Kickstarter money. What would we do with that? Make the show even awesomer? Get a set studio? Would we go to get a studio?
I want a golden microphone like Rush Limbaugh.
I have like lots of diamonds. I want to bling the hell out of my microphone. Be like, you know how people get those bling cups?
Yeah.
I have a bling microphone.
And doesn't Rush Limbaugh have like an exotic like supermodel wife? Maybe like throw those in there too.
So that in there for all our Kickstarter money, we might get our $10, you know. We're going to get for our Kickstarter because I threw $10 in.
Yeah, I kickstarted a game once. I kickstarted that Mercenary Kings game. I'm really looking forward to that.
I kickstarted the Unforgotten Quest that we had that awesome guy with.
You gave him like 300 pennies, I think.
No, right? That's more than 300 pennies. It'd be like $300 converted to pennies, folks. You do the math. I'm not quite with it. Like, so we've been drinking heavily. We're just doing this show just for funsies.
And you got a prize that wasn't even included on the Kickstarter page, which was I get the guy that makes it to be on my show.
Exactly. I don't think anybody else got that. Who else got that? Raise your hands.
Yeah, that's actually a prize for Jeff Cannata's radio show. You get to talk to him for like 15 minutes.
Oh, man. But you get that for free, though. You know the guy from WoW, right?
Or you get to touch his hair.
I played him once or twice.
We're gonna get him on our show, right? We can totally do that, right?
Sure. That's not putting any pressure.
I'm putting pressure on you. Okay? I'm getting all the hosts. I'll put the pressure on somebody else for once.
He's gonna be here at Gen Con though, doing his show. So maybe we could like hit him up then.
We can kidnap him, right? We can do it like old school, and it's like kidnap him, throw in a van.
I mean, Sean can get anyone on the show. It seems like, you know.
Anyway, I put my mind to.
Don't spitball with him because he may end up getting him on the line.
I might get him on the line and get him on here. You never know. James Cameron, we're coming for you.
James Cameron would hang out with us, I think.
Like I said, we're his best friends. He just doesn't know it.
He'd be like, you guys are from the Midwest? Well, I pretty much am too, you know.
I just live on the western side of America. That's pretty much the Midwest,
guys. Well, he's from Canada, as I call it, right? I think he is, isn't he, John?
I want to say he is.
He's from Canada.
Canada, the great lands of Canada.
I think he's a really blue collar guy. He used to drive a truck, and I think that's why people like his stuff, because I think you could kind of feel that in his movies in a really weird way. There's like a oily working man vibe to his stuff.
Everything smells slightly of maple syrup.
Yeah. But don't you get that from his movies, though? Like, especially, like Avatar was like, yeah, Marines. He's like into the military, really big. And
what? No, that movie's completely anti-military. I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, it's anti the corporation.
His wife is totally supporting the military, or his ex-wife rather. But
well, I think like he's actually really into like the military and stuff, though. Like, I'm not kidding. Like, he digs it. But he loves Space Marines. We know that.
Yes,
we all know that. Big fan of Space
Marines. I mean, he did make his most interesting character from Avatar, the grumpy,
well, yeah,
like Space Marine guy.
Of course, yeah. How about that Avatar video game? We'll have to do a whole special on that.
This is going to be our whole show, folks. We'll be talking old school about Avatar, the video game.
Do you remember when it was E3, what, 08? I don't know. But he actually came out during Ubisoft's presser.
Yeah.
And he talked for like 30 minutes about these blue people. And that was before they even showed anything from the movie. So people were just like, this guy has totally lost it. This movie's not going to make a penny. And
it's
made
freaking
about,
the Smurfs and Pocahontas all rolled into one.
Yeah.
It's all that movie was, folks.
You weren't
Sorry,
a fan
James
of it?
Cameron. Was I a fan of that movie? It was okay. It was a good popcorn movie.
Are we still talking about Avatar?
Yeah, it was a popcorn movie. That's all it was. Like I said, it was Pocahontas. I think I could have, you know, watched my video of Disney's Pocahontas and got the same story, just a little bit modernized.
I think the Ghost Rider movie had better 3D, by the way.
I thought like everything just.
Oh, let's get Nicolas Cage on our show, guys.
Sean, like I promise.
I'm gonna hit him up on Twitter.
If you get Nick Cage, like I will make that interview happen, and I won't chicken out if you can get Cage.
If I can get Cage.
So,
I'm going to do it, and they're still going to chicken out, though. That's the thing.
So, you know what? I think we need to mention this. Like, Sophia Stallone, I reached out to her, and she did not get back to us. It kind of hurt my feelings. I think she's a bit of a brat.
I think I'll put out some I'll throw out some feelers and see what I get, because obviously I can get anybody I want on the show. So I'll throw out the feelers and I'll get them.
I was really hurt that like she didn't even like respond. Like, it's like I gave her the link to the show and everything. It was like, hey, we're talking about you and your kin. You know.
Yeah, we need to start with Frank. I think if we get Frank first, I mean,
yeah, we have to move up the ladder.
Yeah, we got to move up the Stallone ladder.
Do you think that this young lady even clicked on the link to the show and even listened to the first 5 minutes?
Maybe.
If she listened to the first 5 seconds, I would be impressed.
Here's the thing, you know, God bless her, but she's not doing – I think she's in college. Like, she doesn't have that many followers, you know?
Well, she still has followers, though. I went on her Twitter site. I checked it out. She has a decent amount.
Yeah, but it's like, come on, like – how could you turn us down?
I mean, she's no LeBron James or anything, but she has her followers.
I guess.
But, yeah, guys, let's see. What else is in the news right here, guys? Anything else we want to talk about? Well, we're spitballing, because we already talked about the St. Patrick's Day stuff, or I imagine so we did.
I think we totally just, like, stop doing it. Like we've
I think
done
we talked about everything there is to do with St. Patrick's video games, which is nothing.
Well, no. We talked about it all. I must be a different straight drunk than you guys, but I'm totally sure that we talked 15 minutes, a good 15 minutes on this subject.
I think we talked about talking about it, but I don't know. Hey, I know a really cool Irish video game character. He was in I don't know if he was on Super Punch-Out, but it was that last Amazing Punch-Out for the Wii. You fought this Irish guy on it, and like he's like the perfect Irish, like, you know, stereotypical, like bug-eyed, crazy drunk madman. And he was actually like really, really, really hard. Like, he was one of the scariest guys you fought. So
better than Vodka and Ski.
Yeah, I give that game my official St. Patty's Day game.
Why are there no actual St. Patrick video games, like with this guy just going around Ireland beating snakes with a stick? Like, why isn't that a game?
Well, I think I know what we need to do now. We're gonna make that reality. It's coming to iOS, coming out to iOS whenever we're ready.
That would actually be kind of fun, I think. John, make it you want to get the prototype going?
Yeah, we could work on that.
Oh, you know what? We should mention this before we go. We came up with a really – me and John came up with a really, really good idea for a St. Patrick's Day video game. Do you remember it, John? Not the one you just came up with. Paddy Wagon?
Yeah.
Okay, so here's the pitch, Sean.
Okay, listening. Ears wide open.
Okay, so it's St. Patrick's Day. It's Crazy Taxi, but you're a paddy wagon, and you're just going around busting drunk people and taking them back to the clink.
That'd be a great game. That'd be a great game for the first time you play it. Then after that, I don't know so much, but it sounds good. There's possibilities.
And we were thinking the multiplayer is one person drives and the other person like kind of just hangs on to the side of the paddy wagon, like just clubbing people and yanking them and throwing them in the back. Or you could actually proceed on foot, chase people. I think that would actually be kind of cool. I just like the name, Paddy Wagon.
So anyways, guys, new news. I signed up for a reality TV show. I did that.
Oh, which one?
Is that Geek Love?
King of the Nerds on TBS. Signed up for that. Let's see. Throwing out feelers to TBS there if they listen to our show. Whoever the casting guys are. You want to pick me. I'll win the thing because I'm that awesome.
Have you sent your tape yet?
I sent my tape. I did it. I did that night. I did everything that night.
But see, they don't really care if they think you can win. They care if you can bring like good drama and like, you know, good television.
I think I can do outstanding drama, guys. You know, I can really ham up, you know, an advertisement plug for Little Caesars. I can do that. We're gonna start doing it on this show, guys. You know, the best $5.99 pizza around. Little Caesars does.
Have you guys
tasty and delicious?
Oh, the hot and ready. Yeah.
The hot and ready. Yeah, $5 hot and ready.
You know what I saw just the other day is that Noble Romans has a take and bake store now.
It's not the same. It's not Little Caesars. It's not as good as Little Caesars, folks.
Oh,
we're
man.
Plugging Little Caesars hardcore.
John, is there one that's like kind of close by? Or
at Beach Grove, there is.
Yeah, there's one in Beach Grove. Yeah, in Beach Grove right next to me.
Oh, wow.
We're not talking about that, though. We're talking about Little Caesars because they have the best $5 pizza around, folks.
Hey, you know what? I would design a video game for Little Caesars that it was you playing as that awesome little guy, the Little Caesar. Because he looks like a video 90s mascot platform character. Does he not?
Around eating pizzas or whatever.
We should make a
open huge
like a fighter with all those like old mascots like the Noid and
the Noid, yeah.
The Noble Roman's pizza monster with pepperoni eyeballs, I think.
What was Pizza Hut's tomato eyes? Character?
They were too cool, I think. But
let's do the pizza delivery guy.
And just use John Schnatter for Papa John's.
He's the final boss. He's like the trail con.
So let's post that up on. Let's make a Newgrounds game. Just do that, because that way we can't get into like copyright infringement or anything.
Pizza Fighter, Pizza Wars. Pizza Wars is a real thing.
Pizza Wars the musical.com. Look it up.
So if you guys had, a pizza company, what would be your mascot? I already know what mine is.
Mine would be like a rooster with like, you know, big crazy eyes and this oblong beak and like a pink thing. It would be a blue rooster too because, you know, nothing says rooster like being blue.
Is that what the chain is called? Blue Roosters? Blue Roosters,
Blue Roosters Pizza?
Pizza,
yeah.
I kind of like that. That's just crazy enough to work, by gum. John, how about you?
Oh, I don't know. That's a really hard question. It's not something I could just come up with the top of my head. Kind of put me on the spot here. But say what yours is, and I'll think of mine.
I stole mine totally off of Adam's little icon anyway, so.
Oh, that would look so cool on a pizza box. Okay, so this is my idea for a pizza chain. It's called Illuminatos, and the logo is like a giant triangle with like the all-seeing eye on it, and it's called Illuminatos.
It'd be very successful.
I think the college kids would eat it up, but like I think like I want to make if you go in for lunch, you can just get a giant triangle of pizza.
No, that should be your basic pizza shape is a triangle.
But you see what I'm saying? It's just a giant. Yeah, it's just a giant like perfect triangle slice. I don't know how we'd bake that, but and you open it and it's just like this triangle with a pepperoni eye staring back at you. I think that would be huge. I think we should do it. But don't you love the name Illuminados?
Fuck it, it works. What about you, John? What are you going for pizza company?
Oh, probably something very stereotypical. I just have like some fat Italian guy. I just use Mario, actually.
Just get it through Nintendo of America. No, you'd make an offshoot of Mario. That's not really – it's close enough to Mario, but not exactly Mario.
He's wearing a chef's hat instead of his plumber's hat.
How about this? It's an updated ethnic stereotype where it's kind of a Tony Soprano-looking guy in a jumpsuit, and he has like a bat or something.
He has a crowbar.
I would be into that.
Best advertising ever. It's not ready. If we're not there in 10 minutes left,
it's like he looks like Joe Pesci from Casino. He has on like the nylon jumpsuit.
Would be a good tagline
huge...
for that pizza. Think of a tagline. We'll keep make a tagline off of that. I'm out of ideas. You're gonna
love our pizza. I guarantee it. Maybe that. Or anything else is just oh man.
Just give us a call. I got an offer you can't refuse.
Yep, there you go. I've got an offer you can't refuse. And full disclaimer, everyone, John is Italian, and we are all of European descent, which I tried to clear the air at the beginning of the show. Like we're not
being stereotypical at all. Yeah, guys.
We're all European. Like we can say this stuff. We're all like, I mean, come on, man. Europe isn't that big. You know, like we're allowed to talk about each other, right? We're European brothers. You know, we're not no skinhead, anything like that. But it's all good. You know, it's all good.
We're really out there tonight, guys. I think we're really out there tonight. I think that's gonna wrap it up for tonight's Game Buddy Funcast. Everybody, hope you all enjoy. Make sure you follow us on Twitter. Send out shoot out a link to us. Reach out to us for show ideas because we like to hear your opinion on the show. Leave a comment or two. You know, it makes us seem really cool if we get comments. And, you know, let's just do that. Anyways, as always, I'm Sean.
I'm Sonic the Hedgehog. No, I'm Adam.
I'm Mario.
You're Adam from Earth 5. Get it right.
Yeah. And that was Earth Mario. 5, Adam.
I'm Earth 5 Adam.
Mario.
And I'm drunk.
And I'm John.
Yeah.
And we'll see you next time on the Game Buddy Funcast.